I still have a job to do on special teams, and teams come first. So whatever, you know, whatever the coaches decide, I got to respect it and go with it.
Other coaches and previous regimes and, you know, pretty much across the board, I mean, if there's players that are, that deserve that playing time, they find a way to get you on the field at times.
Well, hopefully we have the same thing here. You know, if I'm, I feel like I'm worthy of a little bit more playing time, and hopefully it comes my way.
Has there been any talk about moving you outside? Might be that possibility for a position open there?
I have no idea. We haven't really talked about that, so I don't know.
You've been exclusively inside, right?
Since yeah. I definitely feel like I could play the outside, though, but, you know, we'll see.
Desmond, can you talk about, like, when you blitz, or, you know, sometimes if there's a blocker, people think blitz doesn't work, but the basic job is to kind of win that one-on-one battle, isn't it? Could you talk about the importance of that?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. That's what blitzing is about. You know, sometimes, rarely you get a, you know, a free shot at the quarterback, you know, that perfect play, but for the most part, it's about winning your one-on-one, you know. And the offense pretty much always have a person, you know, for each blitzer. But the key, the objective is to win that one-on-one, and then you win for the defense.
Defense got off to a nice start with 3-4 in the game one. In game two, what's got to happen to take the next step, I guess, in the growth?
I think just keep playing sound, execute, try to eliminate all mental errors, just kind of from a mental aspect. Just be 100% sound. And I think the rest will kind of work itself out.
Do you like this defense better than 4-3?
I'm not, if you say 4-3 from last year, I would have to say yes. I'm pretty sure there's other 4-3s that have a lot of different variations. But I do like this defense better. So much we could do from blitzing, zone, man. We can mix it up a lot, and with a lot of blitzing, I'm always happy about that.
Listen, you've made some defensive plays here so far. Do you deserve a chance at a starting job eventually in camp here if this keeps up?
I don't know. They keep asking me that. What do you think? I mean, I think that's kind of the natural process, right? You know, hopefully. But, you know, like I said, all I could do is go out and do me and execute my end of the defense, have fun, and let everything sort itself out.
So what's been the difference this year? I mean, I know you've made some plays in the past year, but it seems like it's on a much more consistent level this preseason. What's been the difference this year?
I think just getting smarter. You know, I think definitely the physical have a lot to do with getting faster, stronger. But I think the main thing is smarter. Game slows down, kind of know what to expect, can anticipate a little bit better.
What do you think about linebacker's role in this game? Imagine you like the attacking mode, ball angle stuff.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I was just telling somebody, it kind of reminded me of high school again. Like, you know, you can look over to the sideline, tell your coach you want to run that same play again. It's kind of the same thing. Just keep attacking, and it's pretty fun.
Good deal. Thanks.
How do you view the preseason game? Is that kind of your chance to really show them what you can do? Is that how you view those games?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, a lot of guys are like, oh, it's just preseason, but for me, it's kind of like my season. I get to play a lot, and I get to show the coaches, you know, what I can do, and hopefully it can carry over to the regular season.
So what you did last week, I mean, those are the types of things, games you want to produce, right, where you're making things happen.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Every time I'm out there, that's kind of the mindset, to make plays and have fun.
Thanks, Dan.